You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Bay Area is sheltering in place for the third day. A lot of activity has stopped, but some things go on no matter what. Tonight is the vernal equinox, the start of spring, and we're dedicating today's show to a celebration of nature and renewal. We're starting today's show with a story about women empowerment. Women are underrepresented in many scientific fields, but there's one branch of biological science that bucks that trend, veterinary science. Women now make up the majority of veterinarians in the country. They fill close to 80% of the seats in veterinary schools. The Marine Mammal Center in the Marin Headlands is a good example of this trend. The center is a combination emergency hospital, rehab center, and research institute for animals like seals, sea lions, sea otters, whales, dolphins, among other sea creatures. Three quarters of its paid staff and volunteer community are women. In this story from our archives, KALW's Jen Chien went for a visit.
It's a sunny day at the Marine Mammal Center. The animal pen area is bustling. Seals and sea lions are housed here, one, two, or three at a time, in individual chain link enclosures, each one containing its own small concrete pool. Outside one pen, a group of about five women are gathered around, getting their game plan together.
We're going to start with Boomer and F2, and then we're probably going to have to sneak out and go do Eloise, and then come back and do admits after.
That's Dr. Lorraine Barbosa. She's a veterinarian. Boomer is a young sea lion, about the size of a Labrador retriever. He's hurt. He has cuts and gouges on several areas of his body.
Why don't you pull me some dry gauze off of the cart?
Barbosa squirts an orange liquid into the wounds. A volunteer restrains the sea lion in a kind of kneeling wrestler's stance, straddling the young animal while holding its head firmly against the ground. Most people here, interns, volunteers, vet techs, are well-trained in restraining their charges.
We're very careful with these guys because they are wild animals, so even though they're sick and injured and cute, we try to approach them as we would a wild animal because they can be potentially dangerous in terms of biting us.
Women make up the bulk of the workforce here. At any given time, there may be 80 to 100 people at the center, showing school groups and visitors around, doing administrative or research work, or caring for the animals.
We're just going to get everybody in, throw in the fish.
Part of that care is keeping these wild animals from getting too used to humans. All around the pen area, stacks of flat wooden boards with metal handles lean against the fences. People hold these boards in front of their bodies like shields as they approach the animals. Once one has been cornered, a wet towel gets wrapped around its head as a temporary blindfold slash muzzle. Then they go down all in one motion into that wrestler's stance.
And then can you pass me some more gauze? Little buddy.
But it doesn't always go smoothly.
Please. Are you okay?
One of the vet interns trying to look at Boomer's teeth has gotten a bite on her thumb. She goes off to clean her own wound while the rest of the crew finishes up Boomer's exam.
Is it warm?
No.
Satisfied with Boomer's progress, the team lets him go and retreats from the pen. Barbosa started here as an intern herself while she was still in vet school. She says there are a lot of similarities between the two kinds of work.
I go and use skills I've learned here on mean yappy chihuahuas back in my small animal practice because I'm like, oh, that's a great way. We restrain them with towels too. Usually not wet towels, but, you know, similar. Yeah, I love it. I feel like I have the best of both worlds.
So it's a great way of combining, I think, thinking about science is it combines science with a concern for animal welfare. You know, so we're mixing those two different passions and interests.
That's Dr. Frances Gulland. About 20 years ago, the center was looking for a vet to develop a research program around its animal care.
I thought I'd come here for a year and earn enough money to buy a truck and drive to Alaska. And instead, 20 years later, I'm here, still here, and there's just always more research to do.
She's working on several big ongoing projects, including looking at the effects of harmful algae blooms on marine mammal health and the prevalence of cancer in California sea lions. Still, Gullen says that veterinary medicine is often dismissed by those in so-called hard science.
I think there's a perception that, and that's what I sort of received as a child, that you're basically, you know, looking after dogs, and that's sort of cute and it's nice, but it's not science. But if you think about it, to repair a fracture involves understanding how bones heal. If you're trying to treat, you know, gastrointestinal disease, you have to understand how the intestines respond to infections and how inflammation works.
Veterinary medicine used to be a male-dominated field, but Gullen's seen a lot of change over the course of her career.
First of all, veterinary school when I was there was mostly, there were mostly men, but now within the vet schools, the majority of vet students are female. And then within the marine mammal community, all the older scientists were male. And now if you go to a conference of marine mammal scientists, it's probably mostly women, even though there's still some of the senior positions are still mostly male. But there is there's definitely a change.
So my thoughts are deciding between going ahead and getting her anesthetized now, doing some pre-op like cleaning and x-rays and stuff like that.
Dr. Lorraine Barbosa and her all-female crew have now moved into an exam room. They're preparing to put a sea lion named Eloise under anesthesia so they can check how she's healing from a flipper amputation.
So once you have it all set up, you're going to basically get it pretty nice and snug on there because you're trying to create a seal, right?
Once Eloise goes under, the crew snaps into quiet, efficient action, getting her quickly onto the table, placing a tube into her mouth, and preparing surgical instruments and medications.
Is she pretty deep?
She looks like
it. I'm going to put her on two.
One of the women gathered around the operating table is Joelle Sweeney, who's in her last year of vet school. She started here as a volunteer.
It's a dream place for me, and I'd love to come back and work as well.
In the Marin Headlands, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.
That story originally aired in 2014. Since then, Dr. Francis Gulland moved on from the center to become Commissioner for Marine Mammals nationally. Lorraine Barbosa became part of the Oiled Wildlife Care Network at UC Davis, and Joelle Sweeney is now a veterinarian in Seattle, Washington.